Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We appreciate you for tuning in. Okay, the JR Sport Brief Show starts at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Every weekday, Monday through Friday, that's a weekday. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, except for we're down to 3 shows. Today, Thursday, and Monday, that's it. And the Infinity Sports Network is no more making way for Westwood One Sports. Shout out to everybody who's been hanging out for us for the past hour. This is Wednesday, which means one thing, a couple of things. In an hour from now, I'm going to be sharing with you a new top six list. It'll be the last top six list here on the Infinity Sports Network. Today, my top six favorite JR Sport Brief interviews. Yeah, I've been doing the top six even before I got here. Started it on YouTube. And you best believe it's going to continue on. So we'll get to that list. Some of my favorite interviews, some of my favorite subjects. I'm going to tell you who the hell it is. We'll do that next hour. In 20 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Josh Moser, WSVN 7 News down in Miami, to figure out the future of the Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa has been benched. What does this mean for Mike McDaniel? What does this mean for Quinn Ewers, Zach Wilson, Tyreek Hill? He's been hurt. Who's going to be the next GM? Are they going to eat Tua's money? So many conversations to have with Josh Moser. We'll do that in 20 minutes. We discussed the NBA Cup, had a bunch of callers call us, and you can call me now. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Me, I'm on the internet. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. As we found out that Tua is getting benched and Quinn Ewers will start, as we discussed the New York Knicks win and people complaining and being good, not being good, there's a possibility that Tua is not the only man who's, figuring out a new role. And it may take some time. Because it wasn't not too long after we learned that Tua Tagovailoa is going to get benched. There was a report out by Jeremy Fowler of ESPN that there's a possibility that A.J. Brown, his time with the Eagles is coming to a close. This is what it boils down to. This is what Jeremy Fowler said. The weekly concerns about Brown's messaging, from sonnets to soundbites, must be taxing on Philadelphia's locker room, even if players understand the receiver's frustration due to the limitations of the Eagles' passing attack. Several executives I spoke to believe the Eagles could look to move A.J. Brown, who is 28 years old and still has prime years left. Can you blame him? This guy has been a royal pain in the ass for a team that just won a championship. He has been a royal pain in the ass for a guy who's made a lot of money. He has $100 million coming his way over the next couple of years, and he just won a championship. You think that he would just relax a little bit. You think he'd be a little bit more constructive with his criticism. But apparently it seems that A.J. Brown has already started to wear out his welcome in Philadelphia. I mean, he's just complaining and complaining. Every time you turn your head, it's something new, man. I mean, if we go back, let's say that Twitch stream he was on, and he was complaining about the offense and his numbers, and just listen to this.
Hey, but look, everything be good, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything be straight. You know what I'm saying? Mental good, kids good, you know what I'm saying? Wife good, everything?
Yeah, I mean, total. Where have you been?
No, I'm just checking out. Like, you my dog. Like, I still got, you know what I'm saying? I got to check up, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, family good, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything else, no.
Man, everything going to click, bro. Chat, chill, look. Everything going to click, bro. Trust me.
Show. How you been? Yeah, I've been, struggling, brother.
How you been? Struggling. Things are good? No, things are not good. And then he always, he's just complaining on live streams. He's complaining on social media. He's reading books. It's all cute. You read a book. You read a book while you're not getting the ball. It's all good when you win a championship, but what happens when you don't? And then when he stands in front of the media, he wants to have an attitude. He wants to complain. Yeah, listen to A.J. Brown. This is what he has to say about the offense needing to be better. Yeah, we know you need to be better.
You can't just point a finger, you know? I think all of us has our hand in that pie, you know? We're trying to, you know, get better. Obviously, he's a quarterback. He's going to get a lot of, you know, stuff for it, you know, but... You know, we're in this thing together, you know. Like I said, like today, the one across the middle, I'm more than capable to make that catch. So you can't put that on him. I mean, he was under pressure. And I mean, it ain't going to be perfect. You know, it's a tough game. It was a tough opponent. It was a tough night.
Is it really just spreading out the blame when you're the one openly complaining? And then over the course of the season, his head coach, and this is where he's a pain in the ass. Like, you're opening up your mouth, and then your quarterback and your head coach are having an answer for what you say. Nobody wants to deal with this. Nick Sirianni trying to be the nice head coach, trying to, you know, put the distractions out the way, because this is what it is for A.J. Brown. He's trying to put pressure on the organization, and he's a pain in the ass to the people he has to work with. Come on now. I'm sure you, listening to me right now, you've had an employee or a coworker that's been a pain in the ass. Always trying to rock the boat, pushing for themselves, or being a pain in the ass to other people. You probably have that coworker. Come on now. Nick Sirianni, management, one of the bosses. He says, listen, A.J. Brown is not a distraction.
No, I don't think so. Again, you can only go from your interactions with everybody. And the way they go about their work on a daily basis that you guys aren't able to see. But, you know, no, it's business as usual.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. It's business as usual. Well, and then they kept asking him about A.J. Brown. He got sick of it. I wonder why.
I'm close to being done answering these questions with this. Like, he's working hard, and he is a big part of this game plan, and it'll be a big part of the game plan going forward. And he's working like crazy when he's here, and I'm excited to have him.
Oh, boy, yeah. And what about the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, beat to a pulp every time he doesn't throw for more than 200 yards? The guy could rush for 3 touchdowns and win the game. You know, people will be like, oh, no, he didn't throw for 400 yards. Do better next time. Do more than just win the game. What is Jalen Hurts just last month? How does he feel about this whole, you know, just situation? A.J. Brown is not happy.
You know, where do you stand in terms of getting him more involved in the offense?
Yeah, I know you got to ask those questions, and I have a lot of respect for that. And I think my focus always gears back to what the group is doing and what the collective is. Obviously, AJ plays a pivotal role in what we've been and what we've done. And so we just have to continue to grow with that every day. I know he's talked about having a growth mindset and embracing that. And so we just need that mentality as we go throughout this season and try and get to where we're trying to go.
We need that growth mentality mindset. Ooh, okay. Tell me how you really feel. Growth mentality mindset. That growth mentality mindset might have to come from elsewhere. Look, if they really hit the skids in the postseason on the way out, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody traded for A.J. Brown. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody said, hey, we need a wide receiver. Let's go for it on draft day. And the Philadelphia Eagles said, hey, we lost, and we just don't need the distraction. Let Devontae Smith be number one. Let's try to pair him up with another physical wide receiver. So I am not all that concerned. It's just a matter of, is there going to be a schmuck out there that wants to take him on if he is too much of a pain in the ass? I think the decision will be made just pending how the season ends for the Philadelphia Eagles, and not the regular season. I mean, they got 2 games against Washington, and you got Buffalo sandwiched in the middle, you know, right after Christmas, a couple days after Christmas. So the Eagles have a chance to just build some momentum. Highly unlikely in that last game against Washington, against Marcus Mariota, they try to do anything but rest. And so let's see what the Eagles do. The regular season is basically done for them. It's finished. How can you build momentum? How can you shut guys the hell up on up? And what are you going to do in the postseason? And how much complaining is A.J. Brown going to do there in the process? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Nick is here from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Nick?
Hey, nothing much. Just wanted to tell you I really appreciate your show. I love that you cut through all the nonsense and just kind of go straight at it and not fool around. I've been listening to you from overnight, and it shifted to daytime, and I've only listened to you over the app. I've never listened to you on live radio, so just letting you know that.
Well, thank you, Nick. And we appreciate you, man.
Yeah, great show. And I'm a 24/7 sports junkie, so to say that. The other thing, I just want to let you know that my Cowboys gave me 2 weeks of hope, and now it's all despair. So I got to wait till another season, another offseason with Jerry making crazy decisions and then signing somebody at the last minute and all of that junk. So I'm not looking forward to it.
Well, you signed up to be a Cowboys fan, right? It's not too late for you to change things up.
No. It's for life. The misery's for life.
Well, speaking of for life, I don't want to be morbid about anything here, but Jerry Jones is an older fellow, okay?
I'm waiting.
Oh, I know. I tried to dance around it, Nick. You speaking of
So about 5 years ago, there used to be a website that used to reverse count down his life thing. They stopped that, but
You can't reverse count that. Well, I mean, we got other people in this country, you know, relishing in the fact of people's death. So let's not do that, okay?
I think. Yeah, I'm not me. I'm just saying, he's great. Yeah. He's made us in the front. So, all right, thank you so much. I appreciate the show.
No doubt, Nick. You be well. Thank you for calling from Texas. Happy holidays to you, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah, it's like Cowboy fans, they're built for misery, aren't they, right? Got all these millionaires just miserable all over the place. A.J. Brown's miserable. They may trade him. I couldn't believe this. We got Puka Nacua. He's mad, too. I mean, you got these Rams right now getting ready to take on the Seattle Seahawks this weekend. And Puka Nacua is sitting around on a podcast on a live stream Adine Ross. And is that how you say his name, Botcher? Adine or
Aiden? Aiden Ross.
Aiden?
Yeah, Aiden.
You can tell I've never listened, right?
Yeah, he's a character, to say the least.
He's a jerk, as much as I understand. Is that what it is?
Yeah, he made his break because he played NBA 2K with Bronny, and he blew up because he brought rappers onto his streams, and this is where he is now.
Okay, good. He's sitting around with Puka Nacua, and I guess Puka feels rather loose. Let's take a listen to what Puka had to say about NFL referees on, what's his name, Botcher?
Aiden Ross.
Aiden Ross's stream.
You think the refs be bullshit? Times?
Oh, 100%. I'm like, yes, the refs are the worst. Because there's just some of the rules aren't, and like, these guys are lawyers, and like, they want to be on TV too, bro. Like, the game, you don't think he's texting his friends in the group chat, like, yo, you guys just saw me Sunday Night Football? Like, that was
no way.
Like, that wasn't PI, like, but I called it.
Seriously,
like,
did they do that?
I mean, these guys are normal human beings too.
Oh, boy. He's like, oh, the refs want to be on TV. These guys are nothing. They're just a bunch of lawyers. Botch, you think he's going to get a fine for that?
Probably. Or he's going to get scolded, at least. I saw there was another report, too, where he wanted to bring Aiden and the other guy, Neon, I think his name is, into the practice facility during their prep week. So it's like, what are you doing? Like, this is not the time to be doing all this, and he probably might be fined by the Rams themselves.
Yeah, he's DTM doing too much. He's having a great season. He's second in receiving in the NFL when it comes down to yards. He's second in receptions. He has 6 touchdowns. This is all despite the fact that earlier in the year he did miss some time. He's just a beast. He gets the ball and he goes full steam. I mean, for a team right now, I think the Rams are in a good position to potentially win another Super Bowl. They could be awesome if Matthew Stafford got his hands on 2. I think he'd solidify himself as a Hall of Famer. That'd be awesome. Nobody needs this drama right now. And I'm sure Sean McVay called him into the office and said, bro, what are we doing, man? What are we doing? We got this game against the Seahawks up next, and you sitting around with what does he do? He's on Twitch, Bocce's on Twitch?
He's on Kick, which is like a secondary platform.
Yeah, I've heard of Kick. He's sitting around on Kick, not even Twitch, just shooting crap and being a distraction, and then potentially earning yourself a fine, man. Just shut up about the refs. Like, shut up. Cost yourself some money. Let's see if the NFL smacks him with one as he wants to publicly criticize the officials. Bad idea, man. Just go play. You go win a Super Bowl and shut the hell up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a conversation with Josh Moser. Figure out what the hell is going on in Miami, Florida. We're talking about Tua and Quinn Ewers and Mike McDaniel and what happens with the GM now that they fired Chris Greer and Stephen Ross. And it is a lot of questions. The Dolphins have started the teardown. We'll have that conversation with Josh in about 5 minutes. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I mean, the Miami Dolphins played on Monday night. They were in the news Monday night. They were in the news yesterday. They were in the news today. And Tua Tagovailoa has been benched. That's escalated rather quickly. The GM has been fired. Matthew Judon has been cut. Mike McDaniel has been on the hot seat, or maybe not. Tyreek Hill likely done in Miami to figure out what the heck is going on. And one of the most beautiful places on this side of the planet joining us right now is someone who covers the team. He was in the press conference earlier today. Welcome back to the show from WSVN down in Miami, Josh Moser. Josh, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, JR. Actually, just driving back from the team facility, so it's good to be on. How are you?
I'm very well. We appreciate the time. I mean, I just kind of explained the timeline of events here with Tua. We know it hasn't been an easy season for him or the Dolphins at all, but are you surprised at how fast things have escalated from that game on Monday to yesterday, McDaniel admitting that he could be benched, to today making it official?
No, we knew that this was the timeline, mainly because the team was eliminated from playoff contention. At this point, there's no reason to play Tua. You've seen everything you can out of him. Now it's just a question of what are you going to do with all of the guaranteed money that he's owed next year, which is north of $50 million. We've seen success with the Broncos where they ate all the cap money with Russell Wilson and moved on. And look where they are now, just 2 years later, with Bo Nix right now arguably competing for the number one seed in the AFC. So there is a little bit of precedent to eat that cash. It's just a question of who's going to be leading this team as a general manager, and will Mike McDaniel be here? We believe that Mike McDaniel would be tied to Tua Tagovailoa. Both of them have made each other a lot of money in their professional career, but with what Tua has shown us in his inability to make decisions and put the ball where it needs to be, this was a long time coming. Tua should have been benched games ago. And the fan base is actually really happy that this is the move. And, you know, for us, it's no surprise that it's Quinn Ewers over Zach Wilson. But now the real question is will we see Tua take another snap under center in a Dolphins uniform? And I think that gets answered depending on who the new GM is.
Oh, Josh, you talk about Quinn Ewers. We've seen Zach Wilson throw the football in the NFL. We haven't seen Quinn Ewers do it. What are your thoughts on what we can expect, and what are you looking forward to? I know you heard a lot of positive things from some of the players about Quinn earlier today. What do you gather?
Yeah, I mean, look, what else do you want him to say, right? You know, Quinn, obviously, like coming out of high school, had a little bit of adversity at Ohio State, lands at Texas. Then you've got an Arch Manning situation. So here's a guy that was benched mid-game, you know, so he can feel for Tua. But this is a great opportunity for him to actually see what he has. He and Mike McDaniel have a great relationship. Their personalities mesh really well. He's out of the Texas system that Steve Sarkisian ran. So very similar concepts to what the Dolphins are doing schematically, which has really helped cut the learning curve. But let's be real. Like, at this point, it benefits the Dolphins if they lose. They're going to get a higher draft pick. Why not play yours? We know that Zach Wilson's here on a one-year deal. He's a rental. He's not going to be back next season. So this is a chance to see what yours can actually do. You know, if you think about, I don't know, the Packers are a really good example of, they knew Aaron Rodgers was going to be the guy, and they would always draft a quarterback. I don't know, Brett Hundley comes to mind, and they would kind of, you know, train them behind the scenes a little bit, and then you could flip them for a pick. But now here's an opportunity where it looks like QB1 could be wide open next season. I think there's no downside in seeing what yours can do. And if anything, you know, he'll have a little bit more with his legs, which fans are excited about. I know the team's excited about. But in talking to Bradley Chubb earlier today, you know, he loves the little no-look passes that we've seen from Patrick Mahomes. You know, yours has that to his game. So he's going to bring a little, you know, sexiness to it that we haven't seen on this offense that was once leading the league, you know, 2 years ago.
Miami sports anchor Josh Moser is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. You mentioned the fact that Chris Greer, he got fired. Mike McDaniel has stayed on. We know a new GM is ultimately going to have to come through and run the team. What do you think the deal is between Stephen Ross and Mike McDaniel? Why did Chris Greer go but McDaniel stay on? And what do you think the likelihood is that he makes it through this offseason? Are they just going to now slap him with a new GM?
You know, it's looking that way. And this is the big mystery. If you look at Dolphins history, it's been one or the other in terms of letting go of a GM or a head coach. The right thing to do, in my opinion, is you just need a fresh start. It needs to be a clean sweep. It's no knock on McDaniel, but we know that Stephen Ross is a huge proponent of Mike McDaniel. It's very uncharacteristic that a GM would be fired midseason. Normally that would happen after the season, and the coach would be the one to go. We know that Chris Greer, you know, lost his father at the beginning of this season. He's been here for 25 years, more than 10 years in charge of the GM. You know, the team hasn't won a playoff game in 25 years. So, you know, it's just a question of what does this team want to do and who's going to be involved in the decision-making. From GMs that I've talked to around the league, Miami is still an attractive position, even with the Tua Tagovailoa situation. But it's tough for a GM to come in here if Mike McDaniel's attached, and then it's a question of, is Tua attached? And those are two questions that we do not have the answer to, because, I mean, what are you going to do? You're a new head coach. You're like, all right, I'm stuck with Tua for a year, or a new GM. Like, if you have a new quarterback, are you going to run a different system? It's almost like you're wasting an entire year based off of the draft picks you're going to select. So, I would think, you know, this is my gut, that McDaniel stays. I like the guy a lot, but I think the right decision from an organization would be to cut the cord and completely start over.
Well, how involved is owner Stephen Ross? We know he owns half of Manhattan. He has plenty of other business ventures and other sports. Is he one of these meddlers, or is he kind of hands off here?
No, he's been hands off. And, you know, we were wondering, and we asked Mike McDaniel point blank if it was his decision to bench Tua, or did that come from higher up? And McDaniel, you know, was a good soldier and said that it was his decision. I personally do not believe that that is a truthful answer. But, you know, there's a guy, Tom Garfinkel, who's been with the organization in the front office for a long time that deals on the business side. Stephen Ross has a stepson that has dealt a lot in sports dealings. And the hope is that they're, you know, behind the scenes looking for a GM. But I don't see Stephen with his age, you know, being too involved. He's, you know, basically not been. But there was talk that, you know, he really wanted to win a Super Bowl. This is when the team was really good in 2023 and that they were going to do everything in the power to make it happen. They've been ranked the number one team by the Players Association for facilities, how they treat players, destination, all of that. But you know, let's hope the right decisions are made. And the question is that we do not know is who's making them. And I think that's upsetting the fan base. And honestly, the players are wondering that same question themselves.
Well, Josh, I know one thing that you're in the know with, you have conversation with Drew Rosenhaus, who obviously represents Tyreek Hill. We saw Tyreek put up a peace sign online with the news that Tua is going to be benched. We know Tyreek, unfortunately, blew out his knee. What's the latest on Tyreek, if anything, outside of just rehab?
You know, I mean, mentally it's a grind. And, you know, this is all that Tyreek knows. This is his livelihood. And, you know, the hope is that he can return. The question is, how close to 100% can he be? And, you know, we're not talking about just an ACL. We're talking about, like you mentioned, you know, the entire knee plus a dislocation. So this is as involved as a knee injury as it can be. And, you know, he's the cheetah. You know, are we going to see the cheetah run at cheetah speed again? And we're not far enough along in the rehab process. There's a lot of really cool modalities now that can speed up recovery, talking about lasers, it's up on the banned substance list currently, but peptide BPC-157 is a really good one that a lot of boxers and everybody use. So that now that Tyreek's not playing, that could be something to get him back faster. But he's got no guaranteed money next year. And I know that Tyreek is going to want as much money as he can get. The question is who's willing to pay him? So I could see somebody taking a chance on him, $5 million, and then maybe throwing a bunch of incentives on there if he hits a certain amount of catches, yards, touchdowns. But he's still too early in the process to really start even, you know, walking. We know that there was nerve damage based off of, you know, video that was made public. So it's going to be a long pursuit. Tyreek's been DJing. Obviously, he's got a ton of kids. You know, he obviously has a very involved personal life off the field. So, I mean, I just hope that he can return to form. But as of right now, it's a wait and see, and we're a long way off.
Well, Josh, you talk about taking a chance. I want to ask you this. Take a chance. Take a bet. Do you think Tua is going to be the starter for the Miami Dolphins next year, or will he be gone?
By the move today, it tells me that he will not be. That's a gut. But again, I think that'll be determined by who the new GM and the head coach is. Mm-hmm. Simply just because of the precedent that the Broncos set. That being said, I think the smart move, or really the question is who's going to pick up Tua's contract? Because all the Dolphins are really trying to do is shed money. And you can't really take on, it's almost $100 million in dead cap. So financially, it's disastrous either way. If you cut him post June 1st, you can spread that money out over 2 years. But that's going to be a big question, I feel, when they're interviewing GMs. Like, what do you want to do with Tua? Here's how we're going to do it. Brandon Shores, their team's money guy, they've kept this stuff very tight-lipped. But for me, I think Tua's regressed. I think it was the right decision to pay him when they did. But, you know, you got to do what's best for your team. And right now, I think moving in a different direction is the move. And we're looking at a complete teardown and rebuild for the Dolphins because they're nowhere near competitive, you know, let alone in their division, you know, when you start considering the AFC. And this was their year. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is out. The Ravens, you know, have underperformed. The Bills have underperformed. Like, this was your chance. And you basically start 1-6 and, you know, that was essentially a death sentence to start the season.
Yeah, well, we're going to have a busy off season. Well, things are going to be busy between now and damn it, I guess July. So you're going to be very busy, Josh. So don't work too hard, okay?
Oh, yeah. We're off to a College Station for this Canes football game, the college football playoffs. So Miami's not necessarily a sports town, but we got a lot going on. Messi's here. Panthers back-to-back Stanley Cup champs. So can't quite compete with New York, but you know, New York of the South, it's starting to become, especially with these home prices and traffic.
Hey, Josh, we see that. Money prices always going up. Josh, tell everybody where they can follow and keep up with you, my man.
Sure. You can follow me at the Moe's Nose, and we're the sports director of the Fox and ABC affiliate down here in Miami. And then I host the weekly show with Agent Drew Rosenhaus every Sunday night, and you can see that on WSBN.com.
Hey, Josh, we appreciate you, man. Have a great holiday. Happy New Year. All that great stuff, okay?
Thanks. Same to you. Appreciate you having me on.
Shout-outs to Josh Moser for joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. Yeah, things are going to be busy for the Miami Dolphins. I'm still waiting to see what the hell happens with the general manager. That's just they ain't got no GM, but you still have a coach, and then you're going to hire a GM who will either keep or fire the coach and then clear house. It's everything's up in the air. And so the Miami Dolphins are just, they're just flying by the seat of their pants right now. It's like getting on a highway with no road map in 1970 and just going in any direction. Yeah, no maps, no nothing. No Google Maps, there's nothing. End up anywhere. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. At the top of the hour, wait on this. It's going to be time for a new top six list. I'm going to share with you some of my favorite interviews, my six favorite interviews from the JR Sport Brief Show. This is going to be the last top six ever here on the Infinity Sports Network. And so we'll get to that at the top of the hour. I need you to think. Use your brain. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We're going to take a break when we come back. You know, I did mention to you that the New York Knicks, they are not hanging a banner. Why? Big deal, small deal, important deal. We'll get into that before we get into the top six. I'll also take a look at your phone calls. 888-710-4ISN. Today is the last top six list of the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. But right now, let's roll into a news flash. What's going on in the world of sports? Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you so much to Josh Moser for joining us to give us some clarification on what's going on with the Miami Dolphins. And the reality is, if you need clarification on anything, the fact is, there is no clarification. Everything is up in the air when it comes down to the Dolphins. Tua might be gone. Mike McDaniel might be gone. They currently don't have a general manager. You can just flip a coin as to what's going to happen with these Miami Dolphins. One thing is for sure, they're going to suck for a while, okay? Unless they just, Quinn Ewers is God as a quarterback and they get a new GM in that could work things out. Just this current iteration with Mike McDaniel and Tua, it's done. It's over. It's cooked. It sucks for them. No championship. And speaking of championships, we mentioned the New York Knicks. Just yesterday, after they won and beat the Spurs, Mike Brown, speaking of all these coaches named Mike, I guess, Boncho, what is Michael, one of the most common names? What is it, number two in America, something like that?
Got to be up there.
John, is you think John is number one?
Chris, John, Jeff, and not Jeff, Peter, nah.
Not Peter. Were you going through all the apostles?
Yeah, that's common.
There was no apostle named Jeff, was there?
I don't think so.
Maybe most common maybe American. Hold on, Boncho. Most common American male name. Okay, here we go. We'll find out. Thank you, Google. Okay, here we go. The most common American male names include classics like James, John, Robert, Michael, William, and David. There you go. Now, what were you saying, Boncho?
No, I was just trying to think of more random names, and none of them were speaking to me.
Okay. Okay, that's
Muhammad is the most common name in the world, not in the United States.
Yeah, not in America. Yeah, they don't want it to be the most common name in America. Let's put it that way, okay?
Oh, yeah.
They don't want that one. 888-710-4IS. Shout-outs to all the Muhammads. I know a bunch of Muhammads. Shout-outs to Mo. 888-710-4ISN. I love Mo's. I love all of them. 888-710-4ISN. I'll say what I want. Gary is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Gary? Oh, that's not Gary. What's up, Gary? Gary? Okay, we got Gary. Hold on, Gary. Gary, we're going to get you together, Gary. Hold on. There we go. Gary, what's up?
I just wanted to say that Brown should take an example from Justin Jefferson of the Vikings, who has put up with terrible quarterback play and has never complained, never said a word.
Yeah, he had Sam Darnold last year. That was great.
Yeah, I'm talking about this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was that time he didn't show up to the press conference. He was so miserable with the play.
But, you know, kudos to him for that because he didn't go there and say anything negative. He decided not to say anything negative, and it's better to keep your mouth shut. As my father always told me, it's better to listen than to talk.
Yeah, but it's part of his job, even if he's frustrated, is to show up and stand there. So he skipped out on that one. A little bit different.
You got a point there.
But I will say this. It's not he ain't throwing people under the bus like A.J. Brown, so I agree with you there, okay?
Yeah. And right. Just on a closing note, I'm a retired person, and I go out to lunch, and then I take my nap, and I always set my alarm to listen to you Monday through Friday, and I'm going to really miss you. And where can we follow you after this debacle?
I know you're – oh, my goodness. Don't call it that. You got Facebook, Gary, right? You got Facebook?
No, I do not.
Oh, damn. Okay. That'd probably be the best.
If that's where I can find you, I will get it.
Yeah, if you can, that's probably one of the best ways that you can keep up. I'll have some things to share pretty soon, Gary, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, JR, for everything you do. I loved listening to you. I'm a ex-high school hockey coach and hockey player, and I love the way you do everything. I'm going to miss you until I can find you on Facebook. Thank you so much for all you've done.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate you. If there weren't folks like you listening, I'd be curtains a long time ago. So thank you, Gary.
All right. Thanks, Jer. You're the best.
Happy holidays. So are you. Thank you so much. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Now, here's the thing. It's not just me that's curtains. The station is going curtains. There you have it. So Susan is calling from Massachusetts. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Susan?
JR, I called you a couple, I think almost a half a year ago, but I still listen to you.
Yeah.
I still got my boring husband. That's why I listen to you. You make my day. It's me again.
I know.
But I
gotta
say, yes. You got that it factor. Anybody that can't see what a person you are, you're so knowledgeable. That's where I learn things. I'm not the biggest sports fan, but from by hearing you, I really could outdo some of my friends. Thanks, JR.
Oh, well,
another
thank
thing.
You. Yes.
You are sensational. And even Jody Mack, he's iconic. How do you let these people, I know you just said it to Gary, but they're knuckleheads. I have to say how I really feel. I'm sorry. They're a bunch of knuckleheads. If they don't know talent and they think they're going to succeed with these other people, we'll see. I'll give it a half year.
Okay.
But you got to, wait a minute. You better be yes. getting a different job. We want to see you everywhere. Another thing.
Yes.
You got so many great callers. And you know, the one I can't stand is that Greg from Michigan. And why I can't stand him, J.R., he publicizes himself. I'm going to be with Stephen Smith. I'm going to be with Cuomo. Hey, Greg, do you know this scum in New York? They couldn't even beat up Marxists. And, and he gets an orgasm over Cuomo. Can you believe it?
Well, listen, Pete, whatever
I think
turns
people. I'm getting one over you.
Oh, giggity. Well, thank you, Susan. I appreciate you. Hey, whatever gets the job done, Susan, okay?
Oh, I just love you, Jay.
I love
you're
you, too.
You're special. You got that it factor. Well, I learned that from Trump. The it factor is you can't take your eyes off of you.
Okay.
You got to hear every word he says. I can be in the bathroom and I think, that's Jay talking. I got to get out of here and go talk.
Hey, I appreciate
that.
You
see what I mean?
Hey, listen, you're not the first person taking me to the bathroom, so there you have it, Susan, okay?
You know what I mean. You got that distinctive voice.
Oh, thank you,
and
Susan.
And you're just sensational.
All right, Susan.
Please,
all right.
People.
Well, do you have Facebook? I'm using Facebook because I think you may or may not. Do you use Facebook, Susan?
No, I don't.
Oh, damn, okay. You use email? You use email?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, write down my email. You ready, Susan? You ready? You got
yes.
a pen?
Oh. Yep.
Here's my email, J-R.
Yep.
S-P-O-R-T. B-R-I-E-F at gmail.com. J-R.
Gmail.
Gmail.
Yep, I go to gmail.com.
Yeah, J-R-S-P-O-R-T. B-R-I-E-F at gmail.com. Yeah, one of the most public Gmails ever. There you go.
You know, J-R, one other thing. You got so many people that listen to you.
Right.
They set their alarm clock just to hear you.
I know, Susan. Well, let me explain. Well, Susan, I've been here since 2020, right when the pandemic started. I actually accepted the job right before the pandemic, and then the pandemic happened. I've been here for this is going to be 6 years, I guess, that I've been on the air, just about.
Wow.
But before that, Susan, I spent 10 years strictly on the internet and strictly on television. And so for me to have done this, and I started doing radio in New York in 2017. And so I'm happy to have done a national show, but this isn't where I started. I'm going to continue to do some things here and there on radio. There's some things that I'm planning here specifically in Atlanta. And then it's also online, so I'm not going anywhere. I got plenty of things and some big things cooking. So,
but Jaya, how you handle one other thing, Jaya? Yes, how you handle the callers? You're so cool. Elvis used to call Dean Martin the King of Cool. That's what you are.
Well, thank
you. And that's what I'm going to remember about you. You are the King of Cool.
Well, I'm not croaking. I'm glad you're going to remember. Oh, no. But you got my email, so you make sure you email me, Susan, okay?
And you know what my boy is doing now? He's sleeping. I have so much fun, Jay. I think I have more fun with you.
Well, when your husband wakes up, you tell him I said I'll talk to him later, okay? And you can email me. I got to go to commercial, Susan, okay?
All right. You're the best. Okay.
Thank you.
Wish you luck.
No, bye-bye. You're the best. Thank you, Susan, for calling from Massachusetts. I appreciate you. Yeah, I appreciate all my callers. I love them. What type of radio? I mean, well, to each their own. I'm not out here trying to read. I've been trying to just have fun. That's it. I ain't trying to be the smartest person. I'm not trying to give you. I'm not the law. I'm not the coach. I'm not putting myself in nobody's shoes. man, I'm just trying to have fun. That's all I've done my whole damn life. At least a try. I've tried. When we come back, it's the last top six list ever here. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to tell you about some of my favorite interviews ever. Don't move.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.